Ken, you know, there's a lot of speculation about why voters rejected this proposal, but why do you think they said no?
Well, it was billed as a proposal to fix the roads, but they threw in other things in it, like more money for schools and changing the tax code to help low-income people, all of which might be good things. But I think voters were very skeptical when they were told this is something to fix the roads, which they generally support, but they quickly realized there were just a lot of other things in there that weren't related to that.
Susan, do you think other things were at play as well?
I do. I mean, anytime you can get 80% of people to agree on something, which is what happened here, they agreed not to go for Prop 1, they're not going to be a homogenous group. And so you have people who didn't like a tax increase, and you have people who didn't like more money for schools. You have people who didn't trust the government. You have a lot of disaffected liberals who didn't trust this legislature to commit to the promises that they made. And there are probably many, many other reasons as well.
Now, Ken, you've served in the legislature, and so far we know Governor Snyder couldn't get a proposal for the roads through the legislatures. Voters have now rejected this proposal. So where does that leave us?
Well, sometimes it becomes a process of first learning what doesn't work. And as Susan pointed out, this one obviously didn't work. It lost by the largest margin in 50 years for a constitutional amendment. But if you go back a generation when school funding reform was a big issue, the legislature and the governor and the public had to go through several failed ballot proposals before it settled in on one that worked. So, like I said, sometimes it becomes a process of first learning what doesn't work, and throwing all these things together doesn't work.
So you still have hope that this legislature can get a road funding bill passed?
This legislature and this governor will, their legacy, if that's the right word, will be determined by whether or not they fix the roads.
Susan, what do you think? We know the legislature skewed slightly more conservative in the last election. So do you think this legislature can get a roads funding bill passed?
I'm very skeptical that they can come up with a comprehensive solution. Can they figure out how to shift some money around? Sure. Can they possibly do some cuts as well to come up with some more money, cut other programs? Sure. But to get to that $1.2 billion figure, can't get there without raising taxes and fees. And, you know, this is a Republican legislature, and the takeaway that a lot of them have had from Prop 1 is that people don't want a tax increase. So I'm not sure how you fix the roads otherwise.
You know, politically, the fact that road funding hasn't gone anywhere at a time when the state's infrastructure is in such bad shape, I wonder, Ken, what that means politically come next election cycle for the Republican majority leadership in Lansing.
Well, part of the problem is that elections generally now get determined in primaries. And on the Republican side, it's generally the more conservative candidate that wins in primaries, and that's an anti-tax candidate. I think, this is an interesting issue, this road issue, and the failure of successive legislators to solve it, because it's kind of like the stages of grief. You start with denial and end up with acceptance. But still a lot of people, because of term limits, are back to denial, meaning denial that it takes more money to fix the roads.
Susan, I'll give you the last word here. Do you think the failure of Prop 1 and just the inability to get a roads funding bill passed thus far is going to have some political impact for Republicans?
I do think this will be an issue in the 2016 election, particularly if there is no Plan B comprehensive solution enacted before then. I do think that this is an issue that voters care about, regardless of how badly Prop 1 did. And one of the disadvantages to one political party being in charge of everything is that when things go wrong, they tend to be held responsible.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.